Are you a consistent parent? I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi. Remember we said that it gets very easy to get down below 10%? We follow through less than 10% of the time on our consequences? Why do we do that? Because generally we think that what we're doing is discipline when it is not. It is talk. It is arguing, debating, cajoling, threatening, prohibiting, but there's no actual consequence. If you have told Igor, please don't climb on the couch, and he gets down. But 8 seconds later, he's back on the couch. Igor, get off the couch. He gets down. 4 seconds later, he's back on. Igor, how many times do I have to tell you, get off the couch? Now, you think you've disciplined 3 times, but in fact, all we did was tell him something 3 times. He created a sense of effectiveness in us because he got down, but he didn't stay down. And in fact, no discipline actually happened. There was no consequence for climbing on the couch. Most certainly, even after the first time, he should have gotten a consequence. But you see how easy it is for us to get talked into talking. We think that our words are discipline, and so we believe that I'm constantly on that boy. I'm on him every minute and every hour. Our words are on him, but our consequences can come few and far between, and that is where our real discipline lies. I'm Dr. Ray Guarendi.